Hello and welcome to the Villains Talk Show. I am C4. Beside me is Sarah Vike. Below her is Sir Jeremy. And not vocally in here, but in here spiritually and in the chat, we have Insaniac. We also have the Great Grease Goblin in chat today, because he can't exactly join us. He has to work at 6 a.m. Also, just a heads up, the show times will be moving to this time, probably for foreseeable future. I kind of got screwed out of work hours, but I'm working. So I'm not done work till 9, which is an hour ago my time. So sorry I pushed the show back a bit for people, but I mean, at least it's the show goes on. Show goes on. As always, please remember to follow, like, or subscribe. Or follow Insaniac on Insaniac at Twitch as well. And hello, everybody. How are you guys today? I'm hello. Talking to my co-hosts.
Yeah, hello. Every right. Support, yeah.
Everyone's happy. Everyone's healthy. Bursting with fruit flavor. Is everyone bursting with fruit flavor? I love it. Sarah, you don't sound very juiced up. You don't sound like you're ready to pop with berry burst of flavor.
I'm not ready today, actually, so not really.
Did you take any medicine or drink water?
I took Tylenol and drank lots of water, so yes.
I mean, you had a rough day, so I understand.
I did have a rough day.
I will not fault you for having a headache, for having such a rough day.
Thank you.
But that's why today's topic, or topics, there's dos today, if we can get to both of them. Today's topics are meant to be both casual, fun, and hilarious. First one is propaganda. The second is coffee.
We have different definitions here.
The second is coffee versus tea. That's the more serious one. That's the one where we get all serious. But the happy, fun-go-lucky one is obviously propaganda. You know, everyone's favorite message into their brain to go do something, even though they know better not to.
Yes.
Was that a double entendre? Everything I say is a double entendre. It might as well be a triple entendre. You might as well just keep putting entendres on top of entendres until it's a ball of entendres that roll down this hill of entendres until it becomes a giant mess of entendrable scale. I wait for everyone's mind to... Did I just blow everyone's mind?
Go for it.
But yes, just to recap news of the day, because today was a very newsworthy day. Trump got peached for the second time.
Oh, I'm so busy with my
own. Yeah, I heard about that.
Today is the second time. Twice! He got peached twice!
Apparently he's not allowed to wait. About it either.
It's not ratified until it goes through the Senate. Period. It has to go through the Senate, be ratified. That's different. The other thing is Monday was the start of the International Tech Conference. And I got a video today of GM inventing a flying car that looks like a goddamn drone. It's like a giant two-person drone that you sit in. I suggest looking up the video on that. It's fucking cool. And they promised that by the end of the year, they will have a test model ready for trying. Like, you know, like a whatever those stupid things are. No, I don't play Watch Dogs. I never got into it. I'm really bad with games. Let's just be fair. I don't play a lot of games anymore. I play my bass. That's what I play. I play the Twitch games, obviously.
Maybe you go outside.
I go outside. I know, it's weird.
Oh, I was trying to find my cat.
Oh, okay. Well, same thing. Hey! Yeah, the construction drones are what the flying cars look like. Like, literally, actually. Cool. But they're pretty cool. News of the day. Also...
When I think of a tech conference with flying cars, My mind immediately goes to Captain America and Howard Stark showing off his flying car, but then one of the things breaking and it falling down. That's just what I think every time you
come in and like it and be like, it's just a prototype.
Did you watch the video? Should I put the video in chat so you can see it?
Yes.
So the whole chat can see it. If you haven't seen this video today, guys, this thing's amazing.
I don't know. I still like my concept of Howard Stark. I think I want to keep that picture.
But that's not your concept. That's the concept of the movie.
Shut up.
It sounds like, Sarah, you've been shaped by modern media and you lost the ability to do individual thought. And for that, I'm forever sad for you.
I have not, but sure.
You know what? You know what? Then prove me different. It's in the chat right now. Bam!
Okay, that's still modern media.
Well, here, I'm going to put it in the Discord so you can see it. God, you're so picky. God. It's almost that's like you're married.
Modern media.
Almost like you're married or something.
What does that have to do with the
The other thing that was released today that really got my eye was they've actually developed this, I think it's an armband. But anyway, the point is it's meant to look like a watch, but it actually manipulates the signals in your brain. The little synapses signals in your brain. And they can basically use the watch. Yeah, a vibration pulse watch. They basically use the watch to make the synapses in your brain fire off in a particular way so that they can control what you do. Literal mind control. And I'm going to post that video.
That's creepy.
I love the tech conference. The things that they show up are fucking crazy. Literal mind control tech. But yeah, if you guys want to check out the technological conference, I think it streams. I know it's on CNBC. Like that's where it always seems to show up, all this stuff. Here I have the link right here. If you guys want to check it out, go to CNBC, either the website or, I mean, if you have television, I don't have that thing anymore. Watch it there. It's super interesting. Like the things that people come up with and like the, you always got to remember too, when you watch these things, that the military is always 5 years ahead. It's just rule of thumb. So if something you're seeing now and it's going to be commercialized, that means the military's had it for at least 5 years, in development for 10. It's pretty good. Pretty cool. But that aside, so beginning introductions done, let's dive into the super fun meat of today's conversation. Propaganda.
What kind of propaganda are we talking about here?
Well,
is something specific in mind?
Like most topics, I like to keep things general. I like to not put really a label on what we talk about, just to keep it open. However, I will color this one. I watch a YouTube channel. It's an MTG channel. He's very recent. His name is Spice 8 Rack. If you ever watch his videos, they're all like an hour long. One of those things you put on while you work. And what he does deep analysis into usually magic cards, or he does into lore, or every so often he does something, varied, you could say. He does something else that he puts on his channel that has nothing to do with magic, but just kind of affects him. It's usually really fun and lighthearted. Like, he did a whole 2-hour video of how much he hates Cats the movie, and it's fucking amazing. It's so fucking funny. 2 hours of this, and he just starts going through the movie. Like, he said he wasn't going to the beginning, and then like half an hour in through his rambling, he's like, fuck it, you know what, I'm just gonna bring up scenes of the movie and just talk about how every piece of this movie is garbage. It's so good, because you can tell he does it in one take, and he just blurts out his mind, and it's heartwarming. It's very heartwarming. Anyway, what got me onto this topic was he released a video recently about the same thing, about propaganda. But his is way more directed. So there's these bars. I guess it's a chain of bars in UK. I can't think of the name right now. It starts with an SH, I'm pretty sure. And yes, I am a fan of Cats, Insaniac. I have a cat. Don't even start that. But not a fan of Cats the musical. Oh, fuck no. But that being said, he did a video today. So there's this chain of bars in the UK, and the owner is this really rich, wealthy businessman in Britain. And he supports Boris Johnson, and he supports the UK separation from the EU and all that stuff. And that's all great and fine. What he posted was he did a video because on the windows of these bars, I guess the owner has posted up this fake or this news reel that he does now. The owner of these bars started his own news site and basically started saying that COVID was fake and posting up fake numbers. And he'd post them on his windows. And in the end, like, the entire idea was, it says in small letters, like, this is my opinion, this is what I believe. But the idea is, you have a centralized bar that everyone knows by name in the UK because it's so famous. There's, like, apparently there's one in every town. And it's become so ubiquitous with you go to this place for a bar that it's basically become a nexus of people to show up. And because bars aren't open in the UK, but people still go there to pick up food and leave because they're used to going to the local pub, it's basically become a literal message board where this guy gets to get off his toxic ideas. One thing also Spice Akrak brought up that I've never thought of was there's a point where he says 95% of the people who die with COVID had pre-existing conditions. And I've heard that before, and I'm like, yeah, so when people die in the hospital, it's not of COVID, they write COVID-related. What I found out from that video, and I checked up to make sure it's true, is when it says someone died of COVID, but they had pre-existing conditions, it's not that they were at death's door and COVID just kicked them over the edge. It's they were high risk, they got COVID, COVID destroyed their immune system, and they fucking died. Because they have a horrible disease and they couldn't fight it as well as COVID, this virus that was racking their body. And so,
as someone with asthma, I would fit into that category. So, yeah.
So, and it's one of those things is I was even fooled by that because I've heard that a few, and I've had a few people argue that to me that, a lot of people who've died of COVID also had this or also had this or this and this. And so it wasn't COVID. They're just labeling it as COVID for all the deaths in the hospital, which is not true is what I found out. But I was pretty close to believing it because it's all I was hearing. And I wasn't hearing anything that drove me to think differently. And I think that is what really got me thinking about propaganda is it's everyone thinks it's so overt because whenever people think propaganda, they think the North Korean propaganda machine. It's the first thing anyone ever thinks of. Big black and red posters with the giant missiles in the background, troops walking in goose step across and saying, "Fight for North Korea! We are your champions!" And, like, you know, that's what people imagine as propaganda. But, that caught me by the guard. And so that's really where I want to take off, is modern propaganda. The thing that we never realize until it's too late.
I don't think that not realizing it's propaganda until it's too late is a new problem. I would say the same thing absolutely happened with the Nazis. With, there was a lot of propaganda, and I think most people didn't realize it until it was so far in.
I hear you. I just have a quick question for Insaniac. He said, usually propaganda immediately think of Disney from World War II.
Yeah, me too.
Why do you guys think of Disney?
Disney made a ton of propaganda films in World War II.
I was going to say, really?
Did you not know that?
How are you unfamiliar?
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking about that.
He was a Nazi supporter.
No! That is a huge misconception of Walt Disney. He was the exact opposite of he hated the Nazis. He hated fascism.
Yeah, they need a lot of anti-Nazi propaganda.
See, now, that's funny. Is that misinformation, or is that or you could say that's part of propaganda? Because I know, I can tell by Insaniac knew that, and I used to think that. As a Jew, I used to think that, oh, Disney, Walt Disney is racist. I mean, I've heard all these stories. But when you really look into his history and look at the film, like, because I know what you're talking about now. And yeah, you're right, that is propaganda. But, like, there's a whole video of Donald Duck going to Nazi Germany and literally fighting his way. What is he? He pretends to be a Nazi SS officer to find out where the location of Hitler is. He then goes back to the Allies and then leads the charge against the Nazis. And then it doesn't show him killing Hitler, but they essentially, like, I've watched that whole thing that everyone kept throwing at me that he said he was a Nazi, showing Donald Duck with the swastika. If you watch the whole thing, no, he's an undercover agent. He was racist. Oh yeah. I mean, we can never talk about Walt Disney and say he wasn't racist. I mean, Songs of the South is a real thing. But I think that's a really good point you both bring up. That is propaganda. That's exactly what that is. But I didn't think, like, again, I didn't see it as that because it was building a narrative that the world, that we all know is true. And isn't that funny? Isn't that, like, literally what propaganda is? Is it just, exactly. it sticks with the narrative. I mean, I remember, and Jeremy will remember this too, we were basically berated with propaganda from 2001 to 2004. I mean, who could walk two steps in 2001, 2004 in North America and not hear something disparaging about someone in the Middle East? I know I couldn't. I'd look online and there was thousands of games on it. And it was a machine. And it's funny because I hate conspiracy theories, but it's really hard to not believe that, you know, that the government had some hand in wagging the dog in this particular instance. By the way, for all those out there who don't know that term, wagging the dog is, you can't do that. It's impossible. It's stupid. There's no such thing as wagging the dog, but that's why it's a term. It's a political term about making something from nothing. When you say wagging the dog, it sounds like it could be something. It sounds like something nefarious, or it has a connotation to it. In reality, it is nothing. Wagging the dog means absolutely fucking nothing. And such, that is the term used in politics. When you wag the dog, you make something from nothing. The South Canadian's current president, or sorry, current impeached twice president, is really good at wagging the dog. In fact, he's a professional at wagging the dog. I know there's classes now in political science in my city that I have friends that are taking that are literally entire classes dedicated to his monopoly over the media because of his propaganda machine and how good it is. Like, it's so good that man actually believes the shit he says. And there's never a question in my mind when he shows up on TV and he stands on that podium and he says every fucking thing he says. Doesn't matter how contrary it is. I know he believes it. Because you can tell by the way he delivers it. If you in political science or take public speaking for a little bit, you'll see the signs of people either making up or going off the cuff. There is nothing off the cuff about that guy. He knows everything he's saying and he believes it. There is no, that's why it's funny when people say he's trying to incite this. He's trying to incite this. Bullshit. He doesn't know what he's doing.
He was tasked to make those films, by the way. He didn't make those of his own accord.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Walt Disney.
Yeah.
The American military occupied his studio in Burbank and forced him to make those. So, yeah. And I'm reading here, he was meeting with Reifenstahl, which is a famous Nazi director, promoting a lot of anti-Jewish films, and he met with a lot of the American Nazi Party.
Well, whether it was Disney himself...
This is Wikipedia, too, by the way.
Well, if it's Wikipedia, I'm taking everything with a grain of salt. Just because
this is the third page I'm reading up on biography, Wikipedia, Insider.
Huh.
As a fun fact, that's the reason why movies
Daily
like
Motion,
and unfinished.
Sorry, what was that, Sarah?
As a fun fact, that's why a lot of movies, Dumbo is one I can think of off the top of my head, are kind of weird. They kind of feel unfinished. They are unfinished. They were released with random... Oh, it's also why there's a lot of movies that have like half live action and half animation, because they suddenly had to finish all of these things that they couldn't work on during the war.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting. So a lot of Disney movies were actually affected by that.
Well, that's kind of cool. But Disney, I mean, if we're talking about the Disney propaganda machine, God, we might as well just do the entire topic on that. I mean, Disney was the one that perpetuated the idea of the stereotypical woman, the Stepford wife. That was an original Disney idea that basically formulated from the old Disney classics of Cinderella, Snow White. You could talk about how, oh man, Disney, I used to know so many things. Like, Disney would take credit for certain animated films that weren't theirs. They wouldn't say it was theirs. They would just, if people attributed to them, they just wouldn't say no.
That doesn't surprise me. Disney's crazy and a little scary.
I mean, but
they make such good stuff.
They now own almost everything. So, I mean, Warner Brothers shows up quite a bit about Japan and Pearl Harbor.
Interesting.
Yeah, but that was definitely pro-American. I've seen a lot of that. And a lot of it's banned because it's very racist towards Japanese people. Very racist. But I mean, like, and a lot of that, you could even argue that a lot of that was fueled by propaganda. I mean, a lot of Japanese Canadians and Japanese South Canadians were literally taken to internment camps because of propaganda that was fed the North American people about what these people will do to you if they come to your country. But it was just bullshit. And it on the same line, like, you had the other side where the Japanese, they would fight to their very end because they were told that their emperor is literally descendant from God and that no one will stop them. And so when you, with like, religious fervor versus propaganda, like, it the machine is...
Britain used that too.
So there's a question. Is religious fervor like that the same thing as propaganda?
Unbelievably, yes. I would say that's
absolutely. I would say I was surrounded by.
I would agree.
I would say the earliest forms of propaganda was religion. I mean,
yeah.
Come on, your God tells you to do this. Like, by that one sentence, how many millions upon millions have died?
It's true. Mm-hmm. Even beyond that,
fighting each other using the same statement. The Crusades.
Even currently, like, these days, religious propaganda is a huge
thing. But here's the thing, is like, we like to think as a society we've grown to the point where we can recognize propaganda. But we can't. We really can't.
That's why it's propaganda.
But I think it's funny that, you know, we call ourselves an advanced human society, or we call ourselves, you know, at least we like to think of ourselves as more intelligent than those who came before. Like, I would like to think that I'm more intelligent than someone who lived 100 years ago because of the amount of education and amount of knowledge we've gained. But when it comes down to it, like, everyone's just as stupid. And it's ridiculous because, like, remember when no one could tell the difference between an ad or an article online? So much so they had to make a damn South Park episode about it.
Well, people still can't tell the difference a lot of the time.
Right? Or,
changed.
And I mean, exactly, the ads are learning. The ads are learning.
Yeah, the ads.
Right? The ads might be smarter than us at this point.
But it's just so, it's funny that you think that after, like, thousands of years of being able to recognize when we're being lied to, that you still have people that can go out and convince a bunch of people that, hey, you know, this drink is going to cure everything you do. It slowly turns you blue, but it will cure everything.
Snake oil?
It will cure everything. Just believe me.
Or essential oils.
Or better yet, oh man, every single person in this country that is not our country is horrible. And everyone is like this one radical person that came in and shot some people. Yeah, you see those kids that person shot? Everyone in that country is like that. Yep, let's go burn it down. Yep, yep, we're in the right here. That whole country is morally evil. Like, the worst part is when I meet people who've never left, like, their blocks. You know what I mean? Like, there's actual hood rats. I've met a few of them. And they've, and the most they've done is traveled to, like, maybe L.A. Oh, I've been to L.A. once. Okay, great. And then they start telling me how the rest of the world works. And I'm like, dude, I lived on a ship for a long time. I sailed the world. I've seen most of it. Bullshit. It doesn't work that way. Like, I can tell you a lot. And I'll tell you what. That redneck over there who stands there with a gun and says his country's the best is the same as the redneck in this country on the other side of the world that you think is horrible, who stands there and has a farm and just thinks that, you know, fuck all you, I just want my farm. This is like, and that's what kills me, man. I've, like I said, I've seen a lot of the world, and everyone's the same, but everyone believes the same fucking propaganda. It's just, it's, like, I couldn't imagine, this is what I want to have someone who's actually lived there. I could not imagine living in China. I love the country, I've been there a few times, I mean, I have Mao's Red Book, I deeply love that country, but at the same time, man. Like, I don't understand how the people can eat up everything that country dishes out. Is it just because they...
It's born in... No, it's like, it's ingrained in their system. Like,
I know. I've trust me, I've been there. I've seen it. I know it. When Chris was telling us, like, oh, what they say is don't cause big troubles.
Don't cause trouble.
Yeah, don't cause trouble. I heard that thousands of times. Or people just calling me foreigner all the time. I just got used to it. I just didn't care. But like, that's aside. But it's like, just the idea that you don't cause trouble. Because if you cause trouble, they are scared of getting caught up in your trouble or being swayed. Oh my God, last thing you want to do is sway them in the fact that maybe they're being oppressed. Nope, that's trouble. Nope, they're going to report you. Nope, don't do that. I never made that mistake, but I had seen that. I've seen that happen a couple times, actually. Usually tourists. And then these guys in little green army fatigues, pure solid green, they have no hats. They just literally come out of nowhere, and they'd say, please come with us. And we'd take them away. And that's it. I'm pretty sure they just sent them out of the country. They just sent them on a plane home. Said, sorry, your stay in China's done. But it's just wild. And I mean, then you get propaganda machines like Russia. That's the best. I love that one. That's God tier. Oh, yes. You come to Russia to vote for Putin. I take off my shirt. You vote for me! Oh, I love it. Oh, how do we raise Putin's popularity now? Stick him on a bear without a shirt. My God, you're a genius. We must make Putin look stronger than Bull. So why don't we have him wrestle a bull and then post it on the media? Utter genius. Actually, it's one of the few countries I never went to. But, man, when it comes to propaganda, I love seeing the stuff that comes out of Russia. It's just, it's so good. It's so good.
And it has been for decades.
Yeah, three now.
Well, they've had time to work on that.
Two and a half. He got power 96.
I would say that the USSR is pretty spectacular as far as propaganda, too.
Yeah.
You disagree?
No, they've been doing it for a while, like I said.
Everyone just lied to themselves and their buddies. It wasn't propaganda. There was no propaganda in the USSR. The people who lived
Stalin's was propaganda. They chose not to believe.
Everyone in Russia, everyone in the USSR knew that they were living in a shit place.
But if they talked about trying to lead bad things,
they had to lie. Everyone just lied, and that's what broke the USSR. Is they would lie about their economy. They would lie about their production. They would lie about their sales. They would lie about how much they produced as a worker. They would lie about how much they made. And because everyone was lying, because no one trusted anyone, all of a sudden, one day, they woke up and it was like 1989 or 1984 or 1988, and they realized, oh my fucking God, today's the end of the year, and why is our economy? Why do we not have an economy? Why do we have massive inflation? Oh my God, our entire economy collapsed. Because everyone was lying, no one was telling the truth, so there could be no decisions made that actually affected the country in a correct way. Every decision that was made by the government, like, no offense to Gorbachev, because he was actually a good leader. If he had just had the real numbers of what was going on, he might have been able to save that sinking ship, but everyone was lying. So I disagree to that, saying that was propaganda. Now, what they told the Americas and what they told us in North America, that was propaganda. Because think of the hype train outside of the USSR. How many people were worried about the USSR in the 80s invading, and how much people were worried about this giant economic machine that was the USSR. But in reality, that was propaganda. That was trying to tell the Americans, oh, look at us, we're actually useful. When really it was just, this was just a ton of lies.
So I have a question. Now that we have propaganda that goes on like social media, and we can spread things really fast, mm-hmm. do you think that's more effective or potentially more damaging than propaganda was in the past?
It could be both, because now knowledge is at your fingertips. It's whether you're lazy enough.
You know what?
Lazy enough to not go search for it.
Think about things like last week, like the storming the Capitol building.
Let me counter your argument with this.
Propaganda, was it a problem that it could spread so fast?
There's you know what? This is the funny thing about when you say that. There's now a new entity that affects propaganda, either negatively or positively. I would say there's two, actually. There's one on either side. One that affects it negatively and one that affects it positively. These two new entities, I would say, are Anonymous and Trolls. I'll start with the easier one, with Anonymous. With Anonymous, you, not even just the group itself, but with the idea that people anonymous on the internet can actually go out and fact check and put out proof, and that if there's anyone who will actually do research or actually follow up on this, will actually be swayed or be basically the wool be taken away from their eyes, because there are people out there who do make this part of their online presence to actually kind of destroy this fake news, as it's now called. However, there is a second force that I call trolls that's doing the opposite. Now, trolls are literally like Heath Ledger's Joker made manifest. They don't care. They have no dog in the fight, nor do they believe either or of the argument. All their goal is to create chaos, because they're sitting at homes and just watching it happen. Which, I mean, I'm an asshole, so I can honestly say that's, I can't disparage that. But at the same time, that's what I think is really what muddies the water a lot. Because I would say there are people with, especially what happened at the storm the Capitol bullshit, or even is the amount of troll presence, the amount of people online who are just willing to stir the shit pot that much, that it will actually affect people on a daily, on to the point where they go do that. I mean, I would argue you could see lesser forms of this in Kony 2012 in Storm Area 51, in what's another online thing, online movement that didn't go anywhere. There's a lot of them. My point being that you have these people on the other side, they're trying to start online movements that create awareness and knowledge that gain no traction because they have no footwork. But on the other side, you have people who don't care if they gain traction or footwork. Their goal is just to somehow ignite Trevor's axiom so that people will start fighting on the internet and create more impassioned arguments and divide the lines even more. Therefore, people will actually eventually have emotions high enough that they will go storm the Capitol building. And so that's why I don't like blaming President Buckethead for inciting all that shit. I argue that you've had these people that run emotions high enough online for so long, with their ability to literally troll, that it eventually pushes people over the boiling point. And I think they've had more success because they're not trying to make a change. They're not trying to force you to get out. They're trying to make other people make you so mad that the only thing you could do, because these people aren't listening to you, is get out and start marching. And that's my position. Kind of a muddied answer, but sorry, Insaniac's going a little. Gonna practice if a nuke drops, Des will protect you. Lol, I mean, I know non-ist groups. If you're a counter group, looped if what? With a non, there's a group manipulating the various messages, causes to be honest, heart must take test, and put on a mask. And I agree. Like, it's not as cut and dry as I made it sound, but that's how I've liked to look at it. And that's how I've decided to kind of reconcile that in my mind. Thoughts? Sarah or Jeremy?
I don't know if I have any. I'm going to take that as a no from Jeremy.
Yes. Yes, I find it cool. Yes. Very astute of you, yes.
Probably too busy laughing at the Storm Area 51. That was so stupid.
That was so dumb.
Didn't it turn into like a festival?
It turned into 100 people showing up and getting shooed off the property.
I heard there was vendors and stuff being set up.
No. Me and my roommate watched it live. I can tell you now, we watched it live. It was 100 people that showed up, and after about an hour of yelling on megaphones, a bunch of security showed up, and she, like, very nicely escorted them away from the gate. That was it.
Nice.
That was it. We didn't see any on the live streams. Like, we were watching live streams, and we just saw people, so maybe it wasn't on any of the cameras. But that's funny. I should mention that. Me and my roommate have been fortunate enough during this lockdown. We set up a projector and pretty much watched live streams every night of all the protests. Every night. Every night.
I would not call that fortunate. You have a very different idea of fortunate.
But I'm not going to bring them up because I don't want to cause fire to the internet. But I saw things on live cam that are still not reported and still were not reported in the news. And I have recordings of them. My roommate has recordings of them. We saved those particular recordings. And it's crazy how much they didn't report. And it's funny because we I could say why, but again, I don't want to burn down that tree. But at the same time, it's funny when you really see it, like, viscerally. You're watching on live stream what's happening, and then the next day we're watching the news, and they're reporting something utterly different from the same protest, and we're like, what did you watch? What were you watching? But nope. Oh, well, we're going to wait. We're going to wait on that. But it's funny how easily the media twists and turns. So twisty. Such a twisty mystery. All right. Well, we've talked like 40 minutes on propaganda. That's kind of fun. So let's end on something more serious. This was meant.
Coffee is bad, man.
This was meant for Insaniac to be vocal. This was meant for more entertainment for the audience, because nothing is funnier than Insaniac just getting mad about his stupid tea. I don't know why he likes tea. It's just disgusting. It's just water and freaking
hot leaf juice.
Oh, it's perfect! I love it! Hot leaf juice! Yes, it is.
I remember my family say something so terrible.
Just so gross. It's hot leaf juice. But I've heard people tell me that tea is better. And tea does have more caffeine. I will tell you that, but coffee's better. Drink coffee.
I don't drink either.
You can get the fuck out of this call right now. As I drink my coffee.
My family doesn't really drink coffee, and I started trying to drink it.
Gross.
A couple of years ago, but it just made me feel sick. It gave me like acid reflux. So I gave up on that really fast because it just wasn't worth feeling awful. And I've always liked the idea of tea, and I think if I found a tea that I was like the right kind, I might like it, but I have never managed to. So I occasionally drink hot chocolate, and that's about it. When I was a kid, my parents used to make hot iced tea. That was interesting. Like, sweetened iced tea that you get a mix of. They would heat it up. Lemonade, too.
For our American friends, that's not sweet.
Yeah, that's not like sweet.
Yeah, it's tea. Not iced tea. It's sweet tea is what you would call it.
Yeah.
Sorry. South Canadians. I'm sorry. Oh. I drink so much coffee. I've been drinking coffee since I started working at Starbucks when I was 20. And I drink, and I still do drink like 4 double shots a day. That's just to start the day. And then I'll drink like another, I mean, this whole thing is full of coffee. I drink coffee right until I fall asleep. You know what?
He'll be fine.
If I give myself a heart attack, it's only because it wasn't working hard enough to begin with. Exactly. It should just work hard all the time, and then it doesn't have to work harder.
John, man.
Tea actually has way more caffeine.
I was like 9 years old, and it's been like 4 cups a day.
Oh, man, after my own heart.
I've been drinking coffee for forever.
Man.
I used to be able to drink like a pot of coffee and go to bed right after.
Me too. Still do that. Man, if I can't get coffee, I'll just start chugging Rockstars till I pass out. I'm so healthy. Oh, guys, you love it. Ugh. It's a good thing I climb and actually do work out, or else, you know, maybe my heart would. Nah, it's fine. I'm 30. My heart's fine.
Have you ever found that coffee or caffeine helps you to concentrate, not just to wake up?
Especially
if
you do that much. So,
yes.
No. I wonder if you have ADD or
ADD. Coffee does not make me concentrate or anything like that.
But Jeremy might have ADHD if that's the effect that coffee has on him.
Ooh, true.
A lot of people self-medicate with coffee.
Do you find yourself anxious at times, Jeremy? Do you find yourself unable to sit still when you haven't had a coffee?
Sometimes, actually, maybe. I mean, there was today. I was chatting with you guys on Facebook earlier, and I'm like, I haven't made my coffee yet. And like, I could just feel the heart palpitation coming on. Like, I need it.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
What else I know about you would make sense?
No, I don't know. I don't feel that way. I just drink it because I like it. I just drink so much of it.
Yeah, from what I know about you, it would make a lot less sense. But for Jeremy, it would make sense.
Man, I would drown myself in coffee. tea, though, I've never drank tea. I can't. It's just...
I think if I could find, like, the, just the right thing that's, like,
dirty, flavored
water, I would like it, but otherwise, no.
There's only one tea I can drink, and it is jasmine tea. I don't know why, but I can literally chug that shit. If I ever, like I said, if I ever moved to China, I'd be the happiest clam. I can cook all Chinese food. I'd open up a Chinese restaurant just to see who'd show up, because nothing would be funnier. And I would drink jasmine tea all day. Jasmine tea and coffee. I would totally open a Chinese restaurant in China. I'd love it. Making Chinese food, but making Western Chinese food. Oh, it'd be so popular. Make some ginger beef. Western Chinese food is pretty different, yeah. Yeah, make some ginger beef, some chow mein. And I'll be like, "What is this?" And I'll be like, "It's delicious. Trust me." Why do you think
we designed this to go with your
food. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Insaniac, I agree about the bitterness of coffee. It's so bitter. I don't understand how people can get past that and enjoy it.
You're telling that to someone who drinks black coffee, no cream, no sugar.
How?
And not just that, I ice my coffee. I like old, cold black coffee.
How does that taste good to you, though? I don't understand how you can enjoy that.
I'm actually getting goosebumps thinking about it. I don't know.
See, no, I don't mind it, because, like, you go to work, you forget about your coffee, you come back, you're like, I'm not pouring that shit out, and I just drink it. It's not the worst, but I have my own, like, little iced coffee recipe.
Huh.
You just pour it over ice and shit, yeah, like hot over ice.
I can't answer that question. I used to hate it. When I started working at Starbucks, all jokes aside, first year and a half, I worked there for 5 years. Did not drink coffee. I drank milk. Had a cup of milk. Because I didn't like it. Could not stand the taste of coffee. But...
Yeah, I worked at Tim Hortons for like 2.5 years. Same thing.
But they make you taste... Every new coffee that came out, they make you taste it, right? So I hated the taste of the sugar and the cream. And so whenever I tasted the coffees, I just did it without sugar and cream. And so after about, you know, 2 or 3 years of tasting coffee, I just started to grow on me, and I kept drinking it black. So I just kept drinking it black, and I would ice my coffee because I didn't like it hot, because it would burn my mouth. So I just decided if it was cold, I could just chug it. And so ever since then, I just got used to sweet, sweet cold coffee. It's like heaven to me.
That's good. I'm glad you found something you liked.
Oh, it's like heaven.
I don't like it, but... That's fine. You can enjoy it.
Every time I drink my coffee, as I'm sitting and watching the Spiffing Brit, and he tells me that I'm a horrible person, I just sip my coffee and go, yes, I am.
I just giggle.
Yes, I am. I am a horrible person. Thank you. I am a villain. I wear that proudly. I'll drink more coffee. Thank you.
I do not have a picture of the queen's flute, and I shall continue.
I have a picture of a queen. I have a picture of a queen above my TV. It's Princess Bubblegum from Adventure Time.
I have a picture of the queen, I think right up there.
Are you serious?
Right up ahead. Yeah, as a citizen of Canada, you can just order an official portrait of the queen. It's free. I did, just to prove that it could be done. So now, it's not like hung up, but it's sitting up there in a box. Why are you laughing at me?
How big do they come? And you said they're free?
They are free, yeah.
How big? How big? No. Don't tell me your size. How big can I get one?
Probably the same size, I think.
You think I can't get a bigger one?
I'm not sure.
What if I say I'm going to hang it up in a bar?
I don't know. I'll look it up for you. You can find it.
Hilarious.
I know, right? Put it in my bar. So do people that don't know on the internet, my viewers. My job is I own a bar. Me and my parents, we own and run a restaurant and bar together. And there's a giant empty wall space, you know, enough for like a good 4 by 10 foot, you know, painting.
Oh my goodness. Oh no, it looks like they might have stopped it last year.
No! No! I just wanted my free picture of the queen.
Right?
Oh, how will I ever live up to my full Canadianness? Oh, Insaniac.
It took like 3.5 months to get here.
Like everything.
You can download and print one, though.
It's not official.
It's not
the same. It is official.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
That's sad. You got my hopes up and dashed them.
I'm sorry. It was real when I did it.
You're mean.
Because of
I don't believe you. I don't believe you anymore. I think you're lying.
I'll have to find it and show you.
Sure.
I don't know where it is right now, though. I'll do it a different day.
I love how the discussion about coffee and tea automatically leads to the queen. Can I point that out?
You're welcome, Spiffing
Prince. I mean, we are a loyal protectorate.
Our queen as well, technically.
I know,
you know
exactly.
That sort of way.
She is our queen. I just love how we talk about tea; it just devolves to the queen. Speaking of that, has anyone ever actually had Yorkshire Gold tea? Is that? I know it's a real tea company. I'm not going to question that. I just want to know if anyone's ever tried Yorkshire Gold.
I have not.
Yeah, well, Sarah, there's a YouTuber called Stiffen Brit, and he's a British guy who does really funny videos. You have, Jeremy?
Yeah, I have. It was, like, old school. Please. My family has some ties to, like... I have English and Scottish family from back there, so they sent us, like, when I was really young, I... didn't know what I was drinking at the time.
Don't distract him. Describe the taste. Let me live vicariously through your taste buds.
I mean, if you asked me like 20 years ago, I might be able to answer that. But
that doesn't help at all.
I know, it doesn't help at all. But I have tried it.
That's a mission.
If I remember correctly, it was kind of gritty.
We need to find Yorkshire Gold. We need to go on a quest.
And it probably wasn't Yorkshire Gold. It was probably just Yorkshire.
We need to find Yorkshire Gold tea. Just so we can try it.
Well, I know he's Spiffy Brit said you can now order it anywhere internationally.
Yeah, is it hard to find?
They only made it. It is like a specific company in England. And now because of him, they launched up high enough that you can order it internationally.
They still don't sponsor him, though. All they do is give him free tea.
I'm pretty sure he put out a video saying they officially sponsored him now.
Ooh.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah, that was like 5 or 6 months ago, though.
Good.
He released a video saying he was officially sponsored by them.
About time, you know?
Right?
Plugged them enough.
I think it was because of him. He, like... tripled their sales or some shit.
It's probably
internationally tripled their sales.
I can see it now.
Nobody had ever heard of them before.
I can see it now. They have regular sales. All of a sudden, their sales just start to spike, and they don't know what's going on. And they're all really old people, and they have no idea what the internet is. And they're like, "Oh, what's going on there, dear? I don't know, there, Gerald. It seems people are buying more Yorkshire Gold." And then after like a year of plugging them, eventually they saw these videos and they're like, do we really want to be associated with such a rascallion? This young internet prodigy? And then they looked at their sales and they're like, yes. Yes, we do. do you like my accent? Is it admittable? To your impassioned ears. The correct enunciation is admittable.
It's not.
No.
I think I'm the one.
Incorrect.
I think I'm the one with the accent, not you. I think I am the one that's pretending to be British here.
I think I could as well if I wanted to.
I sincerely deny such a claim.
Well, too bad for you.
Ah, yes, too bad for you, I see. Too bad indeed. That being said, I guess we'll end a little early tonight. Let's try a new one. Thank everyone for watching. I'm glad that we had nothing better to do, and we decided to spend it with you. That was really lame. I'm really sorry, everyone. Thank you for watching. I'm sorry you had nothing better to do. Thank you for spending your time here. I'm C4. In the comments is Insaniac. Beside me is Sarah Vike. Below her is Sir Jeremy. We are the villains of the Villain Talk Show. And thank you again for watching. A lot. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Yes. Okay. We're going to do this right. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe this channel, Insaniac's channel, the other Insaniac's channel, Spiffing Brit's channel on YouTube. We also mentioned, who else did we mention? Kit Falbo. Yeah, Kit Falbo on Twitch. He's really awesome. Who else? Who else did we, who else? We also mentioned another YouTube channel here. Come on, we got to plug them all. There was Spiffing Brit. There was another YouTube channel I mentioned. Go check them out. Pine Creek, great. Peach Creek. I don't know what that is, but sure, go check it out. I hope it's not a penis. It better not be a penis. I swear to God, Insaniac, if that's a penis.
Insaniac usually doesn't do that kind of thing.
Are you sure? I don't know. But plug it anyway. If you want to get the app is free. It's the greatest app that ever lived in the world. It's called justlikeness.com. Get the likeness. It's just likeness. It's free. It's the likeness. Get the likeness. It's free. It's just likeness.
Also, likeness is very important. You should become one with the likeness.
Also, I mean, you should
become likeness.
I mean, if you haven't followed PewDiePie ever, like, you probably should at some point. He's actually pretty funny. Like, as much as I don't want to admit it, Desolator Magic, he's great. Aether Hub is great. MTG is crazy right now. So, like, all the MTG things, like, the Lore Arcanum, Spice 8 Rack on YouTube was the other one I mentioned. Go follow him. He's awesome. I love his videos. Dick.
Wow, eloquent.
That's how I ended on Dick.